An economist and ranking member of the Poverty Reduction Committee in Parliament, Dr. Akudu Appiah, says though the president has admitted that the economy is facing challenges, it is no excuse for him not to manage it. Dr. Appiah's comments follows President Mahama's appeal to Ghanaians to be patient with the government as it is determined to turn the fortunes of the country around. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Appiah was of the view that the president must accelerate socio-economic development because Ghanaians might not continue to have the patience he is asking for.
The president himself admits that the economy is not doing well. And I believe that indeed, and I will share with him, that we're not doing well. If you look at the current situation, even though we said the deficit to be around 9%, we seem to be growing and carrying more deficit higher than that. And at the end of the year, I believe that we might achieve higher than this 9% deficit. We have a wage bill which is just ballooning, and we do not know how we manage this wage bill. These are some of the reasons why I believe that we might take the president's statement be a tacit admission of his guilt. But then, I believe that we need to be doing more than what we're doing currently.
Doc, from what you are saying, it seems you don't agree that the government is working to solve all these problems by stepping up the raising of revenue. At least that will cut the problems and get money for development.
Well, I do have the point that the president has put in place new measures to raise revenue. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is that are they enough to bring in, making more revenues to equate our rising expenditures? And I don't think so. Right now, we budgeted a deficit of about 9%. Apparently, by all indications, we shall exceed the 9%. And if the measures that have been so far put in place are adequate, I don't think we should be doing that. Let us not forget that most of the expenditures for the year are still outstanding. We're just borrowing to pay wages. And if you consider that there is statutory funds which must be paid are still outstanding, and almost all the salary funds are outstanding for several quarters. The common fund, the GET fund, the road fund, these are all outstanding expenditures. So the measures that have been put in place do not suggest any adequacy for meeting these outstanding expenditures. I do not think that we are yet out of the woods.
That was an economist and ranking member of the Poverty Reduction Committee in Parliament, Dr. Akudu Appiah. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed, however, says it is prudent for the president to seek patience from Ghanaians, looking at the challenges which confronted government initially.
Well, I think that statement was made by His Excellency the President, which confirms the position of several independent institutions or organizations who have all admitted that you have a president who indeed was elected into office and was confronted with a legal challenge which lasted for almost 9 months. Naturally, I mean, the level at which you would expedite action in terms of the project implementations of your government would be affected. And considering the fact that some of the promises that were made, you know, with regards that the NDC made in the 2012 election, and we made those promises, you know, with the expectation that, yes, we'll be able to implement it within 4 years. You know, we have started with the first 50. The process has begun. And I think that His Excellency the President used it as an opportunity to let people understand, you know, the delay in implementing not only that particular project, but also many other projects that government would have implemented, but for the fact that we're confronted with a lot of challenges imposed on us by certain people, you know, which you can't blame them because it was an exercise of their democratic right. But the question is that could they, would things have been the same as we have it today? I certainly think that things wouldn't have been the same because, as a result of the court proceedings, you have independent bodies who have conducted surveys and indicated that it affected the economy of this nation. People were not willing to invest. Investors were not willing to come. Donor agency were not willing to assist. You had Ghanaians who were changing their monies to other foreign currencies. There was a huge capital flight, and these things are positions taken or statements made by independent institutions who have conducted surveys and researches and came out with initially it affected the rate at which government would have implemented the kind of projects for the people of this country. But that notwithstanding, His Excellency the President stated our optimism, and that was why he used this issue of first gear.
And what did he mean when he said the economy is in first gear?
Yeah, it's in first gear, like I said, some of this challenge. Mind you, every year our budget is almost 50% donor funded. 2011, 2012, we got less than 5% funding from these so-called donors, and literally it would affect us.
That was Deputy Minister of Information and Media Relations, Murtala Mohammed.